Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Poisoner in Chief Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA Search for Mind Control by Stephen Kinzer investigates one of the Cold War's most disturbing clandestine programs, the CIA's quest to manipulate human behavior. Centered on chemist Sidney Gottlieb, the book traces how a brilliant, unconventional scientist became the driving force behind secret experiments meant to unlock tools for interrogation, control, and covert action. Kinzer places Gottlieb's work in the anxiety of the era, when US officials feared communist brainwashing and sought technological shortcuts to intelligence victories. The narrative follows the evolution of the CIA's mind control ambitions from lab research into real-world testing that blurred and often crossed ethical and legal lines. Without relying on sensationalism, the book examines how bureaucratic secrecy, scientific curiosity, and national security urgency combine to produce harm to unwitting subjects and long-lasting institutional consequences. It also raises broader questions about accountability in democratic societies when intelligence agencies operate beyond public scrutiny. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War fear and the birth of a mind control mission. A central topic is how Cold War panic shaped US intelligence priorities and made extreme projects seem reasonable. The book situates the CIA's mind control efforts within a period when American leaders believed adversaries had discovered methods of brainwashing and psychological coercion. Reports about captured soldiers, staged confessions, and propaganda victories fed a sense that the United States was losing an invisible war of the mind. Kinzer describes the institutional pressures this created inside the CIA, where leaders sought capabilities that could neutralize, perceive communist advantages, and deliver decisive interrogation tools. The narrative shows that the desire for simple, controllable techniques often overwhelmed sober assessments of what psychology and pharmacology could actually achieve. This context helps explain why an agency built for intelligence collection began funding experiments that resembled speculative science more than operational tradecraft. The book also explores how fear can distort risk calculations when threats feel existential. Ethical safeguards are easier to dismiss as luxuries. By connecting public events and private decision-making, Kinzer reveals how national security narratives can become self-reinforcing, pushing institutions toward increasingly radical programs in the name of prevention. Secondly, Sidney Gottlieb, the scientist behind the secret program. Another key topic is the portrait of Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA chemist who became the architect and manager of the mind control effort. Kinzer presents him as a complex figure, intellectually gifted, personally unconventional, and capable of compartmentalizing actions that carry profound human consequences. The book explores how Gottlieb's scientific mindset and experimental drive aligned with an agency culture that prized secrecy and results over transparency. His role was not merely technical. He built networks, allocated funds, and oversaw a portfolio of projects that extended beyond conventional laboratory research. Kinzer also emphasizes how individual agency interacts with institutional demand. Gottlieb's curiosity and ambition found fertile ground in a bureaucracy eager for breakthroughs, and his position allowed him to turn speculative ideas into funded initiatives. The narrative invites readers to consider how a person can perceive himself as serving a cause while enabling harm, especially when shielded by classification and supported by superiors. By focusing on Gottlieb's career trajectory, the book illuminates how clandestine systems can elevate specialized experts into powerful roles with minimal external oversight. Thirdly, MKUltra experiments, LSD, and ethical collapse. The book's most unsettling material concerns the experimentation associated with MKUltra and related efforts, including the exploration of LSD and other substances as potential tools for interrogation or control. Kinzer describes how the search for a chemical shortcut led to experiments that often disregarded consent, medical ethics, and basic human dignity. A recurring theme is the gap between the imagined promise of these substances and the messy, unpredictable reality of human psychology. Rather than producing reliable methods of control, the experiments frequently generated confusion, trauma, and ambiguous results, yet the program persisted. The book highlights how secrecy enabled escalation without peer review, public accountability, or rigorous ethical governance. Harmful practices could be justified as necessary and hidden as classified. Kinzer also examines the broader ecosystem that made this possible, including the use of front organizations and the outsourcing of research to institutions that may not have understood the full context. This topic underscores a sobering lesson when scientific experimentation is coupled with coercive power and insulated from oversight. The incentives shift away from care and toward exploitation, with consequences that can reverberate for decades. Fourthly, from research to operations, covert action, and dangerous tools, beyond experimentation, Kinzer addresses how the CIA's interest in mind control intersected with broader covert action capabilities. Gottlieb's work related not only to influencing minds but also to developing clandestine tools that could be used in the field, reflecting an agency mindset that treated science as an operational multiplier. This topic explores how technical innovations, once created, tend to seek missions. When a secret agency possesses unusual capabilities, there is a temptation to deploy them, even when effectiveness is uncertain and consequences are difficult to predict. The book connects Gottlieb's lab-oriented world with real-world intelligence objectives, showing how the boundaries between research, experimentation, and action can blur inside covert institutions. It also illustrates the administrative mechanisms that allow risky programs to continue: compartmentalization, plausible deniability, and the fragmentation of responsibility across units and contractors. Kinzer depicts a system in which decisions are often made by small circles, with limited dissent and few durable records. This topic broadens the narrative from a single program to a pattern of governance problems that can arise when technical specialists and operators collaborate under secrecy, especially when urgency and competition dominate strategic thinking. Lastly, secrecy, exposure, and the problem of accountability. A final major topic is what happened when fragments of these programs surfaced and the United States confronted the implications. Kinzer examines how secrecy delayed recognition of harm and complicated any attempt at accountability. Once a program is classified, victims may not know what happened to them, journalists lack evidence, and lawmakers can be kept at arm's length through selective briefings. The book describes the obstacles that arise when oversight arrives late: records may be incomplete, destroyed, or scattered; key participants may be protected by institutional loyalty, and public attention may fade before reforms take root. This topic also addresses the moral and civic dimension. Kinzer frames the story as a cautionary tale about democratic control of intelligence services and the ease with which extraordinary powers can be normalized. The reader is encouraged to weigh trade-offs between security and rights, and to consider the long-term costs of covert programs that undermine trust in public institutions. By focusing on exposure and aftermath, the book highlights that accountability is not only about punishment, but also about building structures that prevent recurrence through transparency, ethical standards, and enforceable limits. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in Cold War history, intelligence agencies, political ethics, and the hidden intersections of science and state power. It will also appeal to anyone who wants to understand how large institutions can drift into morally dangerous territory when fear, secrecy, and ambition reinforce each other. The main benefit is perspective. By following the arc of the CIA's mind control quest through Sidney Gottlieb's career, readers gain a sharper sense of how extraordinary programs begin, how they get funded, and how they persist even when results are uncertain and harms accumulate. That understanding can translate into more informed citizenship and a more realistic view of what oversight must look like to be meaningful. Compared with similar books that focus only on sensational details or isolated scandals, Kinzer's work stands out for its narrative clarity and its attention to structural causes. It connects individual choices to institutional incentives and to the broader climate of the era, which makes the lessons more enduring than a catalog of shocking episodes. If you are choosing between books on the Kultra, this one is worth buying because it offers a coherent account that ties the program to a central figure, explains why it happened, and leaves the reader with practical questions about governance, accountability, and the limits of covert power. If you would like to support Stephen Kinzer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.